Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. And this is my conversation, again, with Rick Ankiel. Had the chance to visit with Rick in spring training, and we talked a lot about his career, his book, the potential movie coming out on his life. Well, last night, and basically in the last 7 to 10 days, Rick has told folks very close to him he's looking to come back to baseball, and he's looking to do it as a pitcher, which would be the most remarkable of comebacks. It would add another chapter to one of the great stories in baseball history. Coming up, you're going to hear my conversation with Rick Ankiel, which is brought to you by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and the good folks at Schnucks. Hotshots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hotshots no matter where you are. So swing by for great food, cold drinks, and all the games all the time. Get more info at hotshotsnet.com. And for any Cardinal fan out there, go into Hotshots during Cardinal games. They have Cardinal specials available during all games. Coming up, a visit with Rick Ankiel.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
For those of you that don't know, I have been all over Rick Ankiel about doing this, and he joins us now. First of all, can I become your agent?
No.
Why not?
Why should I? I have no experience.
It doesn't matter. I just want to cut.
You can still be my friend.
I'll always be that. You decided to make it official, at least, and you know, talk about a comeback. How did this all come about, and how long has this been in the works for you in terms of, you know, thinking about maybe doing this?
You know, it's all been pretty quick. I've been playing catch with a young man who's dealing with the yips for about 2 months now, and it's been feeling pretty good. And then I was at the All-Star game, you know, which was like a reunion in itself. Tons of guys, you know, but Levon Hernandez was like, "Hey, Papi, you got to make a comeback, man. I remember playing catch with you every day. If you drive up, play catch with you every day." So we're just kind of joking about it. And even at then, I was kind of like, you know, I really wasn't even taking it serious, but I was kind of starting to get the itch because it has been feeling good. And not only that, but my kids tell me every day they want to see me play. So I'm going to play in that Bluegrass World Series, which was July 29th to August 4th. So I was like, you know what? I want to pitch an inning or pitch against a guy and just, you know, see how it feels, see how it goes. Long story short, I did that, felt pretty good, and I just kind of feel like the way the game has kind of changed now, when you look at the launch angle, you look how effective the high fastball is. You know, one thing for me is that, you know, I can still spin the baseball as in a curveball. I was able to do it when I went through the yip, so I feel like I'm in such a place, just personally, of where I'm at. To be honest, I don't care if I throw the ball off the backstop, and I don't even care if it doesn't work. The whole point is, you know, I always teach people, including my kids, it's the courage to try. So I'm just at a point where it's like, you know what, I got none to lose. If I sit down and write a sheet that says pros and cons, I really can't come up with any cons. As long as my family's in 100%, which they are, I think it would be fun. So why not see what happens?
Absolutely. Prior to the Bluegrass games and the Bluegrass World Series, had you been on a mound at all? Had you tinkered at all?
I've been on a mound. I've thrown like 3 pitches off of it. So I was only home for a week. I've been traveling so much. I mean, I was in the cage just trying to throw to get my arm even, you know, in playing shape, hitting off the tee, taking soft offs, just trying to get ready to go play. And I jumped up on the mound, threw like 3 pitches, 4 pitches. I was like, all right, whatever. There was no catcher. I just fired it in there.
And it felt good.
Yeah, it felt good. I just want to see, you know, on that, when you start to throw on that downward angle, you know, you're putting a lot of more pressure, not from an anxiety standpoint, but just on your arm, on torque-wise. So I fired a couple of curveballs, fired, you know, a fastball or two. I was like, all right, you know, feels kind of good. Mechanics feel like they're still there. And, you know, once the game, you know, even just warming up, it seems like it just comes right back, which was pretty fun in itself. You know, it was amazing when I got to the Bluegrass World Series and all the guys there, like, come on, you got to throw up. I was like, all right, I'll do it. You know, I'll do it on on Wednesday. We played our first game Monday, and then our next game wasn't until Wednesday. So I was like, yeah, I'm in. So, you know, it was the amount of love and support that they were giving me, even when I came off the mound, was amazing. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, just the high fives and all of us back in there laughing and just having a good time. It's so fun to reconnect with all those guys and be back in uniform.
I bet. Was it when you got on the mound, what were the range of emotions that you were going through?
You know, I really wasn't nervous. And
that's awesome.
I thought I would be more nervous, and I really wasn't. And, you know, I've been through those, you know, I've been in that situation a million times when I went through it. And obviously I know what and how to coach myself and just, you know, use the language that I would use or that I teach to the kids that are, you know, wanting to learn the mental side of the game or that are dealing with the yips in itself. And, you know, all was good.
Did you sleep Tuesday night knowing that you're, you know, or was there nervousness, anxiety, any of those kind of things Tuesday night thinking about it?
Morning, when I woke up, and that's the way it always used to be, and I was laughing to myself. I'm thinking, why? This doesn't even matter. You know, it's amazing that your emotional system even kicked up like that. But, you know, as the day went and the closer you got to the game, you know, same thing. I just understand how to talk to myself when I'm feeling those things and make myself busy and whatever. So, you know, it was fun.
I bet. I mean, I'm so proud of you, Rick. I just think it's amazing knowing to an extent what everything you've been through and to have the guts to do this is, and I've texted you, we've gone back and forth, you've already won in my mind. You hit 89 on the gun, I guess it was, the other night. Is that right?
I did.
Wow. So if you get in shape.
When I'm going to give this whole next, you know, off season, whatever, to go get ready and, you know, in my mind, I think I'll be back in the low mid-90s and be able to touch mid-90s. Now, we'll see what happens because I don't know, but that's what I think. My body's not even close to being, you know, in shape to go out and do that right now. So, you know, when you look around the league and you look at all the specific training that we have and how hard guys are throwing now, I just think that I think it'll be back to where I want it. And, you know, it'll be fun. And like I said, what I'm going to do is get ready and see how it feels. And if I like what I see and whatever, then, you know, hey, let's do it. And if not, it doesn't matter.
When I saw the video, everything mechanically looked the same. It was like, there he is, it's Ricky Ankiel from 15, 20 years ago. And I'm curious if number one, what was it like when the video hit Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? And number two, so, like, all the people coming out and trying to reach you in media and friends and family and whatnot. And number two, how many teams called you? I would imagine there's teams that were interested right away.
Yeah, I had a few people reach out, you know, team-wise. Family-wise and social media-wise, it went crazy. kind of funny, you know, and it's with the support that came back from it was pretty amazing. Fun, all in one, and you know, it was when you talk about everything looking the same, you know, I'll say this about everybody that was there, right? Nick Swisher was there, Jason Wirth, Dick Peavy, Adam Roach, whoever. They could have not had a jersey on. And you just, when you look, you see their antics at the plate, throwing, and it's funny because it's the same for everyone. You know exactly who they are by the way they played and what you remembered seeing.
Absolutely. You talk about getting in shape. So what's the next step? What do you have to do? And then would you think about winter ball, or how would that all come about for you?
Yeah, so there's two ways to go about it, right? One is to see if I can get ready quick enough to go get a month in winter ball and let everybody see it. The other is to get in shape and wait till we're close to spring training and then have a workout for teams and see, you know, where I'm at, who has interest, et cetera. And I don't know where that is right now, right? So right now I'm just going to take step one and start getting ready and see where I get to and how I feel. And if I feel like I need another month or whatever it may be, then I'll make that decision at that time. I haven't had a chance to sit down with Scott Boras and ask him, you know, what he thinks would be the best plan of action. But if I'm ready to go, let's say December, I would probably go throwing winter ball, right? Because the one thing that I, you know, try to look at is if I go throw a month of winter ball and, you know, you let teams see you doing it in front of crowds or whatever, then your chances of making the team out of spring training, at least in my mind, go up, right? And maybe I don't have to spend a month in AAA, which I'm totally okay with. It doesn't matter. But it would be nice to break with the team also and not have to go down there. But it'll be what it'll be, and all that stuff will take care of itself when the time comes.
Did you find when you were on the mound that you missed pitching?
You know, I've said this before. There is a certain, you know, you can dominate a hitter, right? And there's a lot of fun in making a guy swing at a ball out of the zone, whether it's a bouncing curveball or a fastball up out of the zone, and understanding the frustration that they're going to and knowing that you were trying to get them to do that, right? You have a plan, you execute it. And so I do miss that dominance feeling. But at the same time, you know, I played outfield when I was there and threw a guy out at second and, you know, drove in four runs, and that was fun too. So just, you know, just the competition, all of it. But like I said, it was a lot of fun.
I know you're a great dad, and I know you care about your two little boys so much. Was the best part the other night seeing your boys and letting them see Ricky and Keel, the pitcher?
All of it, because they don't even remember me as a player. And to be honest with you, my wife's never seen me pitch. When I met her, it was right when I was switching over. So she's never seen me pitch in action either. And the other thing with that is that, like I said, the kids got to see me throw a guy out from right field. They got to see me get some base hits. They got to see me pitch. They don't understand about the pitching. I was talking to them about it before we got to that tournament and asked them a few questions. And they don't really understand the story. I know they will as they get a little bit older. But the other thing that they didn't get was to be in the clubhouse and around the guys and the culture and see it. And even with this little tournament, I had them down in there in the clubhouse, and all the guys had their kids down there too. It was just so cool to see them down there running around and have a chance to be around the guys. You know, it means a lot. And, you know, it was neat, exciting.
I, you know, in your book, you talk, and we've talked about it a lot at dinner and various times, you know, how close you are to your mom. What was it like for your mom, you think, the other night?
She was probably ecstatic. I don't even know if I told her I was going to pitch an inning, to be honest with you. I don't know if Lori told her. I know I didn't mention it. We were traveling, and she wasn't at the tournament, but obviously the media that went crazy, you know, she sent a text message just saying how proud she was and whatever, so... It was fun. It was fun.
Final question, and I know you stay in the moment, and you've taught yourself to do that in many ways. Have you ever let yourself, though, think what it might be like to get back on that major league mound and pitch in front of a crowd and be back in the action, so to speak, of being a major league pitcher?
Not like taking it all the way. I mean, obviously, I've sat down, talked to my wife over the last few days, you know, hey, if we're going to do this, this is what it's going to be, and you know, what it's going to be like for us as a family, etc. So I guess sort of, but I haven't taken it down that road. I have thought about it would be exciting to get back into the playoffs and take a shot at one more World Series for sure. So that's kind of where my feelings have went with it. You know, it's about the competition, getting to the end and winning another World Series ring. That would be, I think, the most epic, you know, tale there could be.
Final, I actually have one more question, because I know Cardinal fans are wondering this, that are listening, and there's a bunch that are, everybody's pulling for you. We all want to see it happen. Would it mean more to come to St. Louis, or have you thought about even pitching at Busch Stadium or back in a Cardinal uniform, or does that really, at this point, matter to you at this, you know, at this juncture?
Of course I thought about it. I think it would be awesome. But like I said, I've been taking things one day at a time, and it's about getting ready and seeing who has interest. You know, hopefully the Cardinals do, but, you know, everybody has direction, and you're never sure which way they're trying to go, and it'll be about, obviously, what I look like and what they think, and we'll figure it out at the end, that's for sure.
I thought the other night was unbelievable, another chapter of your book, and maybe you got more to add to it. It's an incredible story. Like I said, I'm proud of you, man. I'm just so happy for you, and you seem to be in such a great place. And if I know if you want to do it, you'll make it happen. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. It's an amazing story, that of Ricky and Keel, the potential of a comeback. Wouldn't it be something if somehow, some way, he could wind up in St. Louis? Don't bet against him. So proud of him. It's an amazing story, a lot of courage, and it just might be the final chapter in one of the great stories ever in baseball history. Thanks for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.